Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Coming up on today's wrestling news, WWE ban a legend from attending Sting's last AEW match.
We've got a major contract update on a TNA star.
SmackDown stars make a surprise return on last night's NXT.
And a WWE superstar is out for 9 months.
I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Phil Chambers.
And this is the news. So yes, Sting's last AEW match is in just under 2 weeks, of course.
Yeah.
Him and Darby Allin defending their tag titles against those rascals, the Young Bucks, at AEW Revolution. But one person who will not be in attendance is Kevin Nash, who has been banned from attending by WWE. He was talking about this on his Click This podcast, which, Phil, is one of the best podcasts out there, you know, that's not ours. And he said, basically, he asked if he could go along and support Sting. Sting wanted him there. And after a long pause, in Kevin's words, he was told, no. He said his positioning in WWE could make things problematic. He said he was disappointed, obviously, that he's going to miss the Stinger's last hurrah. Sting also upset by this news, but he understands why he can't be there. But it's interesting this to see that WWE are cracking down on that sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Those legends contracts can be sticklers with things like this. But it's an interesting one because it's not like he's been used on TV at all.
No.
In God knows how long.
I love him, but there's not really much concern for me that he's got one last run in him, for
yeah,
example.
He's not exactly going there to mosey on down with Tony Khan and try and, like, angle his way back
yeah,
in.
Yeah, what's Kevin Nash doing there?
he's literally just going to support his friend. He could not care less. He's on a Legends contract from WWE for probably doing very little. I assume he's quite enjoying it.
Instead, he's going to be on our live stream in a few... No. But yeah, it's a shame, that, because it is... It is going to be, ridiculous, the ticket sales that's already done.
Yeah.
How do you see that one going, actually, by the way?
I can't put my finger on it. It's... I think the Young Bucks are going to win, just because they'll get a lot more out of it going forwards than Sting will.
And he wanted to wrestle them. It's not like they...
Yeah, yeah. And he's, like, handpicked this. He didn't want the tag belts in the first place. Like, at all, so
he's
I doubt
a legend,
he'll
legend.
Want
he only
to
wants to go on his
win
back.
In his last match. I think he'll be more than happy to go out on his back and just have that kind of one last great match. And the Young Bucks are going to...
They've already got enough.
Go
people.
Mad.
Oh, my God. Like, them just... Remember when we retired Sting and finished him off in his last match?
Yeah. And that's it, like, they'll dine on that forever. So
yes.
It's like a way of keeping his name alive in AEW as well. I think they'll get more of it, but, I mean, you never know. Just having the nice moment of... Sting winning the match at the end could be the way to go.
Yeah, it's one of those ones. It'd be a heartwarming thing, but in long term, like, if they did that, then Darby would either have to get a new partner or they'd have to do a tournament for
them. Waters.
Whereas you just give those gits in character, those gits the belts, it does sort of springboard them. It's weird for them to turn heel and lose their first feud, basically.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, that's coming up. You've got Elimination Chamber coming up this weekend. Then, of course, WrestleMania is on the horizon. And
hello.
Our live show, It's Always Sunny at What Culture, which is, of course, the meat in your WrestleMania sandwich. It goes down on Sunday lunchtime of WrestleMania weekend. We're going to be going to WrestleMania Night 2 as well, of course, so don't worry if you want to come to that. You'll have plenty of time to go over. We'll probably all just get a big Uber together or something to head over for night 2 of WrestleMania. It goes down at Underground Arts in Philadelphia. Tickets are still available. WhatCulture.com/tickets. VIP sold out months ago.
Yep.
Or at least a few weeks. But general admission are still available. All the gang's going to be there. We've got some big things planned. Do join us. WhatCulture.com tpublic.com/tickets.
Lovely, but moving over, TNA, there's been some rumours about a certain someone's contract situation going over there, and that certain someone is Josh Alexander. Now, Fightful Select have come through with a big report on this. So there's a few rumours about whether his contract was up, whether he was like asking for a release from his contract, what was going on, but the specific situation is that TNA have picked up their option for an extra year on Josh Alexander's contract. So his contract was for 2 years, plus an extra option year that they could pay into if they wanted to. So they have taken that option up. His contract was up on the February 14th, so now he has got till February 14th,
right.
2025, which is when he will be a free agent. Now, like I say, there was some speculation about whether he asked for his release or anything like that. That isn't entirely the case. He did ask TNA to not pick up the option, though, in the view of looking out to see what else is out there, sort of surveying the waters, see what is there. And he would have renegotiated a contract in like good faith with them as well.
Yeah.
So it's not like he wanted to leave, per se. He just wanted to see what else was out there and what his options were.
Yeah, it's all a bit tumultuous in TNA right now. It started off so well at kicking off the year, and then obviously Scott D'Amore left, and I have no idea what the whole hourglass thing on social media means.
Yeah, that's been kind of going a bit mad.
I think Josh was one of them. Jordan Grace, I know as well, was another posted and all that. I mean, talent not happy, presumably, that Scott D'Amore is gone, which I did think was a strange decision. It all felt very harmonious. He was a big part of TNA becoming TNA again, basically.
Yeah,
And from the TNA talent that we know, he was well received. And, yeah, I mean, it's one of those, like you say, he's a professional. He might not be necessarily immediately so happy about it because he wanted to try and do maybe indie stuff or see if AEW or WWE, and I'm sure they would be, could be interested. But he's there until next year. I really like Josh Alexander. TNA sort of introduced me to him. He's been sensational over the last few years, and we got to see him live, of course, in Newcastle last year. He's bloody massive.
He is massive, and he's a hell of a talent.
Yeah.
I mean, it's obvious that they pick up the contract for him for another year at least. To try and keep him there, but yeah, I think like once he's done with TNA, like feels like he'll be getting some nibbles at least.
I feel like Triple H could be a big fan of his. Yeah,
I think he's definitely got a sort of WWE vibe, WWE fit to him. But yeah, I think I don't think he's going to be sort of wanting for offers when in a year's time.
What do you think the whole hourglass thing means? Do let us know in the comments section below. I saw Karrion Kross arguing that an emoji was his gimmick with Jordan Grace, basically. She just served him on social media yesterday. But very excited to see what he does in the next year. And just, I hope things can get resolved in TNA because it was an exciting start to the year and I like the direction that they were heading in.
Yeah, and it's a little bit all over the place. Sort of the news trickling out. I'm sure there'll be a lot more, but we will keep you informed.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favorite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp
a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture.
From TNA to NXT, an eventful show last night. It was taped, but obviously, we'll get to one of the bigger unfortunate stories coming off the back of it in a second. Before that, though, there was a number one contenders match on last night's show. The Wolf Dogs are, of course, the new tag team champions in NXT. Devastated for the family, although all is not lost. NXT review coming later on today. I've got some big plans for them. But yeah, there was a number one contenders match. It was Chase Yu versus Axiom and Nathan Fraser. Chase Yu are your new number one contenders. None of that matters, though, because immediately after the match, in came Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson of the OC. They popped up on SmackDown just last week as well, of course. They kicked everybody's asses. They hit Duke Bloody Hudson with a magic killer, and afterwards they were caught within the car park, the most dangerous place in NXT, of course, saying they're back, they're going to stay as long as they want. When it comes to the NXT tag team title scene, they're going to separate the men, referring to themselves, from the boys. And then they sent a message to Bron Breakker and Baron Corbin saying that they're going to win their tag titles, specifically with the Magic Killer. I'm glad they're doing something with Gallows and Anderson now. It's been ages.
Yeah, it's been a little bit all over the place. They kind of cropped up on WWE TV, like occasionally in backstage skits with AJ Styles. And then there was that thing, not on SmackDown last week, but the week before, when they just kind of, I think it was the commentators, just kind of announced that the OC had broken up and there was no actual sort of film thing about it or anything.
They had a shoving match with AJ recently, didn't they?
It's really, really odd. So they've kind of been all over the place. I guess WWE have just realised that they're actually on the books and paying them, and they should probably make them do something, because they've been on a free ride for quite a while.
What was it? It was 2 years ago we were hanging out with them at Wale Mania, and they were like, contract season's coming up, baby. And they, fair play, and they negotiated a great deal. I really like them. I feel a bit sorry for Meechin and all this, because it feels like she joined the OC and then they just went, I'm not really doing anything.
Yeah, I'm bored of that now.
But yeah, Gallows and Anderson in NXT could be a load of fun and a real shot in the arm for a real developing tag team scene. And yeah, nothing against Chase Yu and Axiom and Nathan Fraser, but they do feel like a real legitimate threat to Breakker and Corbin, which you assume can't be that long for the NXT Tag Team Championships, because Bron's going to be busy on SmackDown. I know you can work both shows, but
yeah,
Bron wants to, you know, jet off on SmackDown. He's going to be amazing. I wouldn't be surprised if he's world champion or holds a major title on WWE's main roster within the next 12 months. So,
yeah, absolutely. I think they've done a really good job with him over there as well, in terms of just making, like, just his fake contract signing feel like a thing that people have been fighting over, and therefore makes him feel more important.
Because we assumed basically straight after last year's Mania, I remember sitting in a very tired, sitting in like a pizza place at the airport going, I guess they're doing a heel Bron Breakker for a bit now, but he just was brilliant in the role, and his new tag team's been awesome. Exciting times for him and the Wolf Dogs going forward. But some unfortunate news also on last night's NXT.
Yeah, so this is a kind of update to a story we reported on last week, and it's about Shotzi. She was wrestling Lyra Valkyria on the taped episode of NXT, and the match got cut short halfway through because she got injured. But they've got an update on that injury now, and she has torn her ACL, which does unfortunately mean that she's going to be out for around 9 months. Now, it's obviously crap whenever any of these things happen, but like the timing of this right before sort of Elimination Chamber and Mania season, like it's just really unfortunate. But she put out a big statement on Instagram with a picture of her in the hospital, where she basically just said that it absolutely sucks. She thanked everyone for the kind words of support and things like that, and started just talking about how, like, previously her like mental health was in like an absolute low point, but she was just finally getting back on her feet and feeling like herself again, and then this happens. So she's devastated and angry about it, quite obviously, but motivated to get better and get back as soon as she can. So yeah, it's just one of those unfortunate things in wrestling. It kind of happens, but get well soon to Shotzi.
It was so innocuous. It gutted for her. It was just a spot where she's like jumping out to the floor with Valkyria, and she just went down clutching her knee, and when we came back from the break, that was it. And subsequently we've been told a torn ACL, which is just, I mean, that's They're out for you know, 6 to 9 months minimum.
It's always on the dumb stuff, isn't it? It's
like,
it's rarely.
For someone who does pretty, like, shots, who does awesome
things,
spots.
Yeah.
She's like, that's how
and
she takes
jumping herself. Down off the apron, yeah.
Get well soon, Shotzi. We wish her well in her recovery. Let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE, of course, on X. If you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from the one and only Bagwell. Belated happy birthday to Atlas. Look at Atlas.
Atlas. Good boy.
Good boy. Sorry I missed this yesterday. But yeah, the question is, should they get rid of the women's tag titles for 2 mid-card titles?
I don't know.
I don't know about 2.
Yeah, I don't know about 2. But, I mean, you could have one on each brand, I guess. That would make it sense. I don't know. It's a tough one because the tag titles, they haven't exactly put a lot of focus on them in the past, have they?
No.
Like, historically. But it does feel like, I mean, they're not... like going mad with effort over them, but it does feel like they're in a much better position now than they were. Like there's a few teams in there that you can do, and just the idea of them being tag titles kind of gives you the excuse to get more people on the show, which is always nice. But at the same time, without the sort of drive and focus that like the men's tag belts have or anything like that, like they do just feel incredibly secondary.
Yeah, there was a long period where if someone said who's the tag champions, I'd be like, I have no idea.
Yeah,
they've done a lot recently. You know, obviously Caden Carter and Katana Chance held them, and now obviously the Kabuki Warriors. And I think, I mean, I'd keep them on them for quite some time,
yeah,
really, because it's arguably a team of the the team making the titles rather than the titles making the team, and it looks great on them.
Yeah.
But
there's
yeah,
quite a few teams in there. There's like Albert Fire and Isla Dawn and Shayna Baszler and Starlight.
Yeah, you could bring up some great female teams in NXT.
Yeah.
And like you say, if you're kind of stuck for something to do, like I would not be surprised if they said we're going to have a big 8-woman match at WrestleMania to get everyone on the card and just hoy. I don't know, Naomi in a team with someone, because right now I can't see what Naomi's doing at WrestleMania.
Yeah, which is mad after that comeback.
Bring her back and go, a kickoff or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wouldn't be against a women's mid-card title if you were going to get rid of the tag titles, though, because otherwise it would feel like a big void and just 2 things, and there's only going to be, you know, 4 people centered around that.
Something they've never tried as well.
Yeah.
It could be quite interesting and a sort of fresh start for it.
And, you know, if you do it the way they've done with the IC title and arguably the US title more recently, make it feel prestigious. Don't make it feel like a... you're not really ready for the world title yet. They could do something with it. You know, they could put it on, I suppose. The person that Danny Hargreaves mentions in his question, cheers to the question, Danny. At this point, what do you do with Jade Cargill at WrestleMania? Who does she face and or how do we get to that match? I assume she was going to be in the chamber when I saw that leaked graphic.
Yeah, that leaked graphic does feel like maybe they've just changed their plans just to spite people because they've already leaked it and they're like, all right, we'll get you. But yeah, it felt easy to get her in the chamber, and it also felt easy to have her like not win the chamber because there's 5 other people in there.
Yeah,
you can do something mad where like all 5 people pin her.
Yeah,
you can do something to protect her within the chamber environment to keep her going and moving towards WrestleMania, and use the chamber to build towards a WrestleMania match. So they had the moment with Bianca Belair at the Royal Rumble, which definitely felt like they were going to do more with going forwards. But like the longer that goes on, you don't know. I mean, there's still plenty of time until you get to WrestleMania. But I think it needs to be something big. Like Bianca Belair would fit really well. Like it doesn't need to be a title match at all. It just needs to be a win against someone sort of well established.
It would feel big time, wouldn't it, for her first singles match to be at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm conflicted about putting it against Bianca Belair, because Bianca Belair's got the streak and I do like the idea of protecting her.
Yeah.
I think arguably, out of everyone they've got who's not working a big title match, she might give her the best match. But you end Bianca's streak? You give Jay Cargill a loss on her first big singles match?
Yeah.
Maybe Nia Jax.
Maybe Nia Jax would.
That could be fun.
That could be fun.
Like, you can beat Nia because she'll have just lost the women's championship match.
Yeah, they had the bit in the Royal Rumble as well.
I don't know. Or you could just, like I say, you could just hoy her in a team with Tiffany Stratton or bloody Naomi or whoever. Tiffany Stratton could be quite fun, actually. I'll keep wanting to book Tiffany Stratton in big matches at WrestleMania. I'd probably have Tiff versus Bianca, but that's just because of what's happened recently and because I think Tiffany Stratton's going to be an absolute megastar in the coming years. But yeah, let us know who you'd like to see Jade Cargill face at WrestleMania. And we'll move on to Sean Ackland's question, which is the question I've been most looking forward to asking you. Book what culture in its own elimination chamber? All channels welcome. Who enters?
All channels.
Who's eliminated when and who's the last man, woman, other standing?
All channels.
All channels. Right, let's try and get a...
Well, Miller's got to be in there.
Miller's
got
to...
Let's get the six.
Miller's in there. Yeah. Miller headbutting his way out, like his pod's broken. I think headbutts his way out of it makes a lot of sense. Let's get Sean Ferrick from Trek Culture in there. Love Sean. We need a gaming person.
Josh or Scott. I think Josh would be funnier.
Josh would be the Shotzi of the chamber. He'd do a mad spot in there.
Let's get Josh in there. Who else have we got?
Let's go. Oh, I want Gareth Morgan.
Yeah.
I think so
you can have Gareth and Miller square
that up. That moment.
Yeah.
They're sort of two doinks.
Yeah, let's get Gareth in there.
But yeah, the power game there could be a load of fun.
Yep.
We need like a... I don't know how I'm going to put this. I was going to say a coward. I'm thinking of... Was it Jericho when he was at Goldberg? And he's like, I'm just going back in the pod.
Yeah, just close it up.
I'll play that role.
Yeah, there you go. It'd be mean to put that somewhere else.
I mean, good in the pod, thank you. Right, so we've got...
I'll go in, just because I want to jump off the pods.
Okay, so we've got you, Sean, Josh, Miller, Gareth, and me.
Yeah. Who starts it? Miller and Gareth. I think Miller and Gareth starts it.
Yeah, Miller can headbutt his way into my pod.
Yeah.
We want to be in it, so we've got to pick four other people.
Yeah, basically, that's how it goes. So who goes out first?
Josh, I feel bad now. Let's chuck Ewan in there as well. Like, they did a seven-person chamber randomly, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, we started with three people.
Yeah.
Josh goes out first. Don't know why.
Josh first. Josh first. He's just not experienced in this sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you... So who's starting the match, sorry?
Oh, maybe Miller, Gareth, and Ewan, because it'd just be quite funny.
Sorry. Brilliant.
Sorry,
okay. It's the Hurricane and the Royal Rumble all over again.
He can just kind of run to the outside, and then Miller and Gareth can square off. And
okay,
can just
Josh comes in, has got no idea what he's doing. He's eliminated within 60 seconds.
Yeah, by Ewan.
Yes, you come in. I think you immediately do the sort of John Morrison spider climb.
Yeah,
drop onto
top,
everyone.
Monkey bars, drop.
I'll be number six entrant. I'll be hiding him up. But Sean Ferrick...
And you can be holding it and Miller punches his way
what
through.
Sean Ferrick could get like a surprise elimination. He could eliminate Gareth. Because like Gareth's like, I'm going to kill you, Sean. Nothing. They're both the loveliest men, by the way. And I'm going to kill you, Sean. And then Sean pulls out, because he's got held in his pod, one of them. Are they called phasers?
I was going to say, what's a good Star Trek weapon?
And he's like, ah!
It's like the
roll
mist,
up.
The mist, but with light.
Yeah.
Straight
We've got to get rid of Ewan. Let's do a powerbomb off the top of one of the pods.
Yeah, sorry, Ewan.
Sorry, mate. I'm going to break this news to him in a second.
Sucks to be Ewan.
So you're still in there.
You're in there.
Miller's in there. I'm in there.
And Sean Ferrick's still in there.
Sean Ferrick's still in there. I've got to get a heel elimination, so I'll get rid of Sean.
Yeah, there you
through
go.
Nefarious means.
So it's us three. I should do something else off the top of the pod, but that goes wrong. Like if I do a big crossbody onto Miller, but then he rolls through.
Yes.
And pins me or something.
Nice. And
then it's you two, so you could have the sort of coward running away.
I hide in each pod. He puts his way through each of them. And then
he just destroys you.
Ups and downs. One, two, three.
Miller wins.
Miller punches his ticket at WrestleMania. God, have we just booked the best chamber ever? I don't know what you're pointing at. We've got a Mania sign in the studio. But yeah, let us know.
Would you watch that? Let us know down in the comments.
Cy White would be awesome in there. Sorry, Cy, I should put you in there. But yeah, let us know who you think would win if Miller suffers an injury in the chamber, basically, in the comment section below. Let us know your thoughts on all of our stories. And while you're at it, why not check out this video? We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.